tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Elf Doug for reporting from the North Pole Tracking Center in Humpty Doo, Australia. Trackers from a star observatory in remote Western Australia have contacted us to confirm a visual they have of Santa at the International Space Station. Joining us to share in that experience is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, did you talk to those guys?
Hi, Doug. You know, I did talk to them, and you'd think they'd never seen Santa before. They were just like little kids.
Well, I guess when all you are used to seeing are stars and planets and the vast emptiness of space, seeing Santa would be pretty exciting.
Well, I don't blame them. It's great to see them make a new discovery.
Crash, it's getting a little late here, and news stations in Australia are raising the alarm that Santa might not be in Australia until late Christmas morning.
Well, I know you're pushing midnight local time on Christmas morning now, Doug, so I see the concern. But I would remind you that in some parts of the world, Santa delivers as late as 4 a.m. local time, and in warm places like the southern hemisphere, he likes to do that because folks there don't get to bed all that early because of the heat. So I'm not worried. I think Santa will make Australia in very good time.
Thanks for that reassurance, Crash. I'll be sure to pass that along. From the Tracking Center in Australia, I'm Elf Doug Fur reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.